Radio Onda Italiana presentiert Voice of the Town. Ein Programm von Silvia Terribili. Ab Dienstagabend von 21 bis 22 Uhr auf Radio Salto Staz FM. Informatie, Aktualität, Musik mit einem eigenweisen Charakter. Voice of the Town.
You saw.
Sigur Rós. En nu gaan we luisteren naar Rival Consoles in Untravel. Thank you. En dit was Rival Consoles in Unravel. En het thema voor vanavond is Griekenland. En in het bijzonder zou ik heel graag een artikel van Yannis Varoufakis, voormalig minister van Financiën van Griekenland. Hij nam ontslag op het moment dat Alexis Tsipras besloot om de uitslag van het referendum, van die Ochi-referendum, te negeren. Toen nam hij ontslag. Maar hij bleef wel bezig op het gebied van politiek. En hij heeft een beweging opgericht, Diem 25. In dit artikel praat hij over de huidige situatie van de economie in Griekenland. Wat als succesvol gezien wordt, in feite helemaal geen succes is. Greece was never bailed out. It remains a debtor's prison and the EU won't let go of the keys. Over the past week, the world's media have been proclaiming the successful completion of the Greek financial rescue program mounted in 2010 by the European Union and the International Monetary Fund. Headlines celebrated the end of Greece's bailout, even determination of austerity. Were reports from ground zero of the Eurozone crisis portrayed Europe's eight-year-long Greek intervention as a paradigm of judicious European solidarity with the black, with its black sheep. A case of tough love that reportedly worked. A more careful reading of the facts point to a different reality. In the very week that the devastated Greece entered another 42 years of harsh austerity and deeper debt bondage, 2018-2060, how can the end of austerity and Greece's regained financial independence be presented as fact? Instead, last week should be cited in our universities, media schools, and economics departments as an example of how consent can be built internationally around a preposterous lie. But let's begin by defining our terms. What is a bailout, and why is Greece's version exceptional and never-ending? Following the banking debacle in 2008, almost every government bailed out the banks. In the UK and US, governments famously gave the green light to, respectively, the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve to print mountains of public money to refloat banks. Additionally, the UK and US governments borrowed large sums to further aid the failing banks, while their central banks financed much of this debt. On the European continent, a far worse drama was unfolding. Due to the EU's odd decision, back in 1998, to create monetary union featuring a European Central Bank without a state to support it politically, and 19 governments responsible for savaging the banks in times of financial tumult, but without a central bank to aid them. Why this anomalous arrangement? Because a German condition for swapping the Deutsche Mark for the euro was a total ban of any central bank financing of banks or governments, Italian or Greek, say. We luisteren naar een beetje muziek en daarna gaan we weer verder. Pikslax, Yati. Thank you. So, when in 2009 the French and German government proved even more insolvent than those of Wall Street or the city, there was no central bank with a legal authority or backed by the political will to save them. Thus, in 2009, even Germany's Chancellor Merkel panicked when told that the government had to inject overnight 406 billion euros of taxpayers' money into the German banks. Alas, it was not enough. A few months later, Mrs. Merkel's aides informed her that, just like the German banks, the over-indebted Greece state was finding it impossible to roll over its debt. Had it declared its bankruptcy, Italy, Ireland, Spain and Portugal would follow suit, with the result that Berlin and Paris would have faced a fresh bailout of the banks greater than 1 trillion euros. At that point, it was decided that the Greek government could not be allowed to tell the truth, that is, confess its bankruptcy. To maintain the lie, insolvent Athens was given, under the smokescreen of solidarity with the Greeks, the largest loan in human history, to be passed on immediately to the German and French banks. To pacify angry German parliamentarians, that gargantuan loan was given on condition of brutal austerity for the Greek people, placing them in a permanent Great Depression. To get a feel for the devastation that ensued, imagine what would have happened if the UK, if RBS, Lloyds and the other Citibanks had been rescued without the help of the Bank of England and solely via foreign loans to the Exchequer. All granted on the condition that UK wages would be reduced by 40%, pensions by 45%, the minimum wage by 30%, NHS spending by 32%. The UK will now be the wasteland of Europe, just as Greece is today. But did this nightmare not end last week? Not in the slightest. Technically speaking, the Greek bailouts had two components. The first entailed the EU and the IMF granting Greek government some financial facility by which to pretend to be repaying its debts. Then there was the harsh austerity taking the form of ridiculously high tax rates and savage cuts in pensions, wages, public health and education.
Τα μαλλιά σου πανί, όσο σε ήθελα και πόσο εσύ γιατί. Γιατί. Γιατί το τραγούδι αυτό πάντα να λέει δεν μπορώ. Γιατί και εσύ με σπρώχνεις στο κρεμό. Δε σε συγχωρώ γιατί. 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 Κοίτα να.
Last week, the third bailout package did end. Just as the second had ended in 2015 and the first in 2012, we now have a fourth such package that differs from the past three into unimportant ways. Instead of new loans, payments of 96.6 billion that were due to begin in 2023 will be deferred until after 2032, when the monies must be repaid with interest on top of other large repayments previously scheduled. And second, instead of calling it a fourth bailout, the EU has named it triumphantly the end of the bailout. Ridiculously, high VAT and small business tax rates will, of course, continue, as will fresh pension cuts and new punitive income tax rates for the poorest that have been scheduled for 2019. The Greek government has also committed to maintaining a long-term budget surplus target, not counting debt repayments, 3.5% of national income until 2021 and 2.2% during 2022 till 2060. That demands permanent austerity, a target that the IMF itself gives less than 6% probability of ever being attained by Eurozone, any Eurozone country. In summary, after having bailed out French and German banks at the expense of Europe's poorest citizens, and after having turned Greece into a debtor's prison, last week Greece's creditors decided to declare victory. Having put Greece into a coma, they made it permanent and declared it stability. They pushed our people off a cliff and celebrated a bounce off the hard rock of a Great Depression as proof of recovery. To quote Tacitus, they made a dessert and call it peace.
Με μια ματιά, με μια κινήση απλή, ο εγωισμός σου πάντα αυτός οδηγεί. Γιατί, γιατί, γιατί το τραγούδι αυτό πάντα να λέει δεν μπορώ. Γιατί κι εσύ με σπρώχνεις το κρεμό. Δεν σε συγχωρώ, δεν σε συγχωρώ. Γιατί το τραγούδι αυτό πάντα να λέει δεν μπορώ. Γιατί κι εσύ με σπρώχνεις το κρεμό. Δεν σε συγχωρώ, δεν σε συγχωρώ. Γιατί, γιατί, γιατί.
En ik heb een stuk, een artikel gelezen van Yannis Varoufakis. Hij was voormalig minister van Financiën in Griekenland. En het nummer waar we naar luisterden was Pikslax in Yati. En dit is Sigur Rós. Thank you. En dat was Sigur Rós. En u luistert naar Radio Onda Italiana. Dit is Voice of the Town met Silvia Terribili. En we gaan nu luisteren naar Aisha Devi.
It's a crystal night under the moon. There's all
Dit was Aisha Devi. En we gaan nu luisteren naar Martin Rood in An Analog Guy in a Digital World.
Thank you.
That was Martin Roth in An Analog Guy in a Digital World. En nu gaan we luisteren naar Chiasmos. Dit is Gaunt. Veel elektronische muziek vanavond. Dit was Chiasmos in Gaunt. En nu gaan we luisteren naar Oi Vavoi in Waiting. Thank you. Zo zijn we ook aan het einde gekomen van deze uitzending van Radio Onda Italiana. Dit was Voice of the Town. Vanavond in de studio Silvia Terribili. Voor informatie, actualiteit en muziek. Met een eigenwijze karakter. We zijn er weer volgende week op maandagavond vanaf 7 tot 8. Hartelijk dank voor jullie aandacht en graag tot de volgende keer.
Con il gelo nella mente sto correndo.
Lester Denar, Voice of the Town, è un programma fan Silvia Terribili, op Radio Salto, Staats FM, op dinsdagavond van 21 tot 22 uur. Dank voor uw aandacht en graag tot de volgende keer.
Where we are, you could put an ocean between.